Cabinet is fully committed to rolling out this scheme effectively. Obviously, it is a massive undertaking and has taken massive amount of work to get to this stage. But the work that work continues in terms of ensuring that the scheme is rolled out effectively and ensuring that it properly serves homeowners as well. There's been good progress both with Donegal County Council and the Housing Agency in terms of getting approvals now to homeowners. And we've seen so far now over 700 homeowners receive their updated grants for remediation under the new scheme, which is massively, massively different from the one that was there before, the 90-10 scheme, which had very significant flaws. To date now, we've seen over €236 million of grants funding actually awarded to as part of those 700 plus homeowners that have received grant aid. There's also been real good progress, and just in the last 3 weeks, the government signed off on the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland grants for upgrading energy systems and heating systems for a specific scheme to run alongside the defective concrete block grant scheme too. And that now makes grants available of up to €37,000 as well, in addition to the grant scheme. And also now I'm liaising in the last few weeks with Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, with regard to the capacity to increase the overall cap within the scheme. Really importantly, the legislation provides for the scheme to be able to be updated every year. And I'm seeking that the 10%, maximum 10% increase that's possible under the cap would be applied, which would bring it up to €462,000. And I'm confident there will be a decision on the increase in the cap by the end of this month. And I'm working to seek to deliver that 10% increase.
And would you have a message for those homeowners who have been left enraged by what has been revealed in the ditch this week?
The government will always get advice, legal advice from its legal advisors. But I, as a government minister and cabinet minister from Donegal, I have been sitting at the cabinet table throughout the process of the development of this legislation, and it ultimately is the cabinet ministers who are elected who actually decide on the scheme. And what we have delivered as a cabinet has been a really, really strong scheme which has addressed the issues which were in place and also now stepping out the different parties, including most recently the Sustainable Energy Authority grant as well of €37,000 and the delivery of that. That's the track record of the government. And now my focus over the next month, by the end of this month as well, is to work with the Department of Housing and the Minister for Housing to seek to get the 10% increase in the cap, which if that can be secured, would increase the overall cap on the scheme to €462,000, for example, and taken alongside then the SEAI grants would mean that there would then be €499,000 available, maximum available for the rebuilding of a home. So there's massive work and massive commitment from the government, massive genuine commitment from the cabinet. And while there will always be legal advice, it's actually the outcome which actually speaks. And while not everybody will be happy with every aspect of the scheme, I, as a Donegal cabinet minister, have been in there making sure that homeowners' voices have been heard right throughout the process of the delivery of the scheme. I continue to do that, and I'm absolutely clear that all of the cabinet are really committed to delivering a scheme and rolling out this scheme in a way that will effectively support homeowners across the county and indeed across the country as well.